From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. If you had to pick one dish to represent the entire state of Florida on a Thanksgiving Day table, what would it be? That's bound to be a toughie. After all, there are so many aromas and tastes to choose from here in the Sunshine State. The New York Times has been taking a little culinary road trip through the United States to find the recipes that evoke the spirit of each of the 50 states, including D.C. and Puerto Rico. With us now is New York Times food editor Sam Sifton. Sam, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Now for Florida, the recipe that you came up with is mojo turkey. How do you make it?
Well, this is a cool recipe. It is, I would dare say, not a traditional one for every family, but it, to us, evokes some of the flavors of South Florida and of Miami, and in turn reflects some of the flavors of Cuba across the water. It's remarkably simple to make. You make a mojo marinade, which is sour orange juice or a combination of orange juice and lime juice, a lot of garlic, some oregano, and you just massage it all over the turkey and let that turkey sit for a day and then roast it as you would your traditional New England turkey. And what results is just an amazing, amazing flavor that, to us at any rate, gives us some of the pleasant memories we have of being in South Florida.
Sam, you reached out on social media to people in all 50 states for ideas about what flavors or recipes best represent the place that they're living in. And I was struck by how many Floridians said stone crab is the go-to Florida dish. So some food for thought for next year. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. It's a huge state, as all of you in Florida know. And the flavors of the state cannot be contained to one area. For every person who thinks, mojo turkey, that sounds good, that sounds familiar to me, there are many people upstate who think of more southern flavors. There are people also in Miami who are thinking about those delicious stone crabs, or here's some citrus marinated grouper, or. It goes on and on. What you put on your table and what you like to have on your Thanksgiving table is the right thing to have.
There are so many transplanted New Yorkers, including myself, here in South Florida. So I'm curious, what was the representative dish that you chose for New York?
We did an apple pie for New York.
Big Apple.
Of course, we're the Big Apple. We've got the Hudson Valley stretching up north of the city with all of its apple orchards. And we just thought, well, we need a pie. Let's make it an apple pie.
Now, Sam, Thanksgiving is just one of those really high-pressure cooking experiences for a newbie. What's the number one question that beginner cooks ask you every year?
Well, the most worrisome question is the one that comes invariably on Thanksgiving morning, as someone asks me how to defrost the turkey. And I say, at that point, it's time to order Chinese food. You're not going to defrost your giant turkey on Thanksgiving morning. The key takeaway for anyone who's preparing to make this feast on Thursday is it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. You just need to come up with a plan and then execute it. And when I say come up with a plan, I really mean write it down. Write down the things that you're going to cook, figure out the order in which you're going to cook them, and then do it.
Sam Sifton, food editor for the New York Times. Sam, thanks so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too, and a happy Thanksgiving to you.
And Sam, do me a favor.
Yep.
Send me your leftovers.
I'll do it.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei.